What is up, kangaroo chasers, and welcome to Facebook Live Chasing Kangaroos. I'm finally here with a guest, Mr. Dave Hunter from the Hypothetic Rugby League podcast. How you doing, buddy?
Hey guys, I'm doing all right. Shall we discuss the technical issues of I'm too old to understand technology?
You're way too old to understand. Well, look, Facebook is for old people now, so you
Oh
should
yeah,
actually
true.
understand this, Dave.
That's true.
It's but anyway, you can be forgiven. We've had about half an hour trying to get you on, but we've had a bit of fun. Those that have joined us live have been trying to help you, trying to jump on, asking questions. It's been a lot of fun. We've got a few more people jumping on now, live. If you don't know how this works, we talk live. I'm not talking to myself this week. I'll be talking to Dave Hunter. We're talking NRL hype, the ultimate NRL hypothetical, which is expansion. Who should the next clubs be? We're going to go through all of it. If you're watching live, feel free to ask some questions here in the chat. We'll try and answer them as we go. If you're not watching live, you're probably listening to us on the Chasing Kangaroos podcast. So without any further ado, Simon Garland, he's sideways, mate. We're going to have to deal with that. He's sideways, and that is
All right,
fine.
I'll go. I'll go forward. It's just I don't want it to hold it. All right, let's go.
Dave,
Sorry,
Dave,
Simon. Am I screwing with Simon's brain there? Because he's like,
you
what's
should
going
go
on?
up. You should go upside down, just see what happens there. But that's okay, guys.
There you
Ask
go.
questions along the way. Even better,
Okay.
drop in the chat. Let us know where you think the next expansion club should come from. Club number 18 in the NRL, where should it come from? But Dave, how do you want to start this? Because there's a number of potential locations for expansion. Should we just roll from the top? Let's just talk about each potential location and talk about the pros, the cons, the merits, our thoughts. I know you've got a bit of data and a few numbers that you've run on your famous Excel spreadsheets. And I'm just going to talk from a passionate fan strategic perspective as well. And we'll see if we can come up with where the next NRL expansion club should be located.
Yeah.
Maybe the next three.
I was going to say
Maybe the next
a
three.
clubs. We're at 17 here. We could go really crazy here. You could do whatever. I
Let,
mean,
let's.
you know my podcast. We can do whatever we want.
It's very hypothetical, mate. Johnny Hindley says South Island first, capitalize on New Zealand's momentum. We'll get to that. Let's start all the way. Let's make this a national competition. Yeah, let's talk about Perth first and foremost. Probably a couple of options with Perth. You've got the Pirates, the Western Australian Rugby League organization behind the Pirates, kind of the old Western Reds. This is the newer version of them. And we're going to talk about these guys a few times today, but the North Sydney Bears, of course, would throw their hat in the ring to join up with the Perth Pirates and become the Perth Bears. Dave, what do you reckon about Perth as a potential next spot?
Yeah, look, I don't think we ever should have left. And we all, I think all us guys who have gone similar age kind of think the same thing. I mean, we left because they ran out of money because basically they were forced to pay for the airfares for everyone to come over and play against them. So, I mean, obviously Super League happened as well, and you've got a lot of momentum was lost there because they basically paid players, multitudes extra than what they'd been paying them years before. So, a lot of money was lost, and I just feel like the NRL kind of cut its losses and went, we can't afford this anymore. And it's just, they've never looked back. I don't know why they don't look back. There was an opportunity a few years ago when Western Force were really struggling, and there was a bit of a market there where they could kind of get into. I'm obviously not from Perth, but from what I understand, there's quite a strong contingent of sort of South Africans who like rugby. Rugby's fairly strong there, and rugby league's got pretty good numbers over there. It's not great, but it's better than some of the other places where we play at the moment. So I tried to do a little bit of a, as you're talking about, a little bit of Excel thing here and try and work out some numbers. Basically, from what I can see from a Google search, that's the best I can do. There's something a little bit under 8,000 juniors play rugby league in Perth at the moment. And then they sort of talked about other variants. I'm talking about Oztag and stuff like that. It's about 30,000 people. So that's a good amount of a base of people there. Perth's got a pretty good population. It's got, monetarily sort of like a, GDPs and stuff like that. It's not terrible. And I know there's AFL over there. There's two big clubs over there, but I'm realistically behind AFL. NRL could really make a push to be the next, like the third biggest club in all of Perth. So if they could get that market, that would be, they'd be a very successful club. So I think it's worthwhile looking at them. there's other ones in this list that are also worthwhile, but I think Perth is definitely worthwhile. I don't like the idea of the Bears because I know they're going to want to play 10 games at North Sydney Oval. But, you know, like, it, I didn't mind if it was like one game at North Sydney Oval against Manly or something, or, you know, something like that. But I think the Perth Pirates is the what is probably the better idea if you want to just go straight back to what we had before.
There's a lot to unpack there, Dave. John Mundell in the chat says, shame RFL doesn't learn from the past and the issues with clubs having to pay for others to travel. So we're seeing that with Catalans at the moment. I think we saw it with the Wolfpack as well. But Perth, there's just so many good things about Perth, right? You mentioned the junior numbers being around 8,000. That's actually, I think, stronger at the moment than what Victoria have, what Melbourne have, which is a big positive. 8,000 is similar to what, and this might be old numbers, but like Penrith Panthers juniors, there's about 8,000 of them. Same with like Parramatta Eels. They're probably a little bit more now, but I remember a few years ago speaking about those sorts of numbers in you know, the biggest areas in rugby league for Western Sydney. So 8,000 juniors is actually pretty strong from Perth. We have seen a few juniors come through the grades in the NRL from Perth. You're right about the South African contingent. I just think there's plenty of opportunities there. A couple of positives as well is the extra time zone, which we know the NRL, Channel 9, all the media, Fox, they would love that extra time zone. So Perth is, I think, about 3 or 4 hours behind the east coast of Australia as well. So you chuck on an early game over there, which is, no, sorry, you chuck on late game would be early here. It just adds an extra time slot. It's fantastic. Matthew Payne in the chat says, I think, let's read this here. He says, I think Perth needs not to be associated with the Bears, needs to have their own identity fan base, similar to what the Dolphins have, good history behind it. You agree with that, Dave?
Yeah, I agree. Look, I think every one of these ones here, I think at some point the North Sydney Bears want to get themselves involved with them. I don't think that the North Sydney Bears... I love the Bears. One of the things I've been trying to do for so long is trying to get the comedian Jim Jefferies on my podcast to talk about North Sydney Bears because I know how much he loves them, right?
Loves them.
And I love the Bears too, but I feel like their time has come and gone. Same as the Jets. They can be a great New South Wales Cup team, but I just don't see them coming back. And especially not with like some sort of hybrid thing. If they were still an NRL team that wanted to move to Perth, then I'd be fine with that. Like because we're talking expansion, but there's, you know, a couple of opportunities for NRL teams to move to Perth as well.
Yep.
I think that wouldn't be too bad, but not a team that hasn't existed for more than 20 years, like realistically in first grade, they haven't existed. So it's the kind of intellectual property is still there, but it's really not really, doesn't carry much weight outside of North Sydney or the Sydney districts.
Yeah, I agree. There is probably on our list, which we'll go through, there is probably one location where I think the Bears still works. We'll get to that eventually, but I agree. Unless if the Bears wanted to relocate to Perth full time, this is the thing with the Bears, and I love the Bears as well. Got a lot of friends there as well. Have done some work for them in the past, so I love the Bears. Great traditional club, but the Bears probably would be best for them to commit to an area and really push for it. And if Perth was that area, then I think that would be okay. But like you said, man, playing, I think they were demanding like 4 home games at North Sydney Oval. Yep. I just don't think that works. You could probably get a good number of fans in Sydney going to away games, you know, the Manly game, the Roosters game, the Souths game, the Tigers game, for example, and get a good little season ticket going on of away North Sydney Bears fans for Perth. But look, that's crazy. But so Perth Pirates, we're thinking that's a good idea.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Not sure about the name Perth Pirates, but I don't know. What do you think about Perth Pirates?
Why don't we just go back to the Reds?
Yeah, I don't understand. Just go back to the Reds.
Like, bring back the Reds, I say. I think that's a top idea. In your little Excel spreadsheet, Dave, you had like all these different like numbers and ranks and things like that. Yeah. Do you want to go through that now or do you want to go through that at the end?
I'm happy to do it one by one. So what I've done, like I said, I've got the junior numbers from everything I could possibly figure out junior numbers from, had a look at the populations of the areas, had a look at the GDP or the GRP, if you want regional, if they're not actually a domestic thing. And then what kind of ratio of sporting fans that they could possibly pull in. And based on that, it kind of gave me an idea. And this is the way, I'm talking very late 90s NRL kind of logic here, you know, create a bunch of criteria and work out which one's best. So so we've got catchment, you've got economic, you've got the stadium, you've got the local support, and then you've got the expansion potential. So basically, the numbers that I've got for Perth, and this is subjective, so I'm not obviously in charge of this. You guys might all disagree with my numbers, but I've got for catchment out of 10, I've got a 6. I've got 7 for an economic value. I've got a stadium as 9 because I reckon that Optus Stadium is pretty damn good. We've got local supporters like a 6, and the expansion potential is about 7.5. So that's an average about 7.1, which I don't want to throw away too much away, but that is one of the higher ones.
Yep.
Look, what do you think in terms of Perth? What do you think about them?
I think Perth is look, spoiler alert, because we're going to talk about our favourites at the end. But if there's three new NRL clubs, Perth needs to be one of them, in my opinion. It's true expansion. There are 8,000 juniors there. There are rugby league fans there. It is a base that can grow dramatically. It is an area which is untapped for rugby league. Potentially, there are some ways that we can start to incorporate the South African expats and maybe tap into South African rugby league talent as well from Perth. And you've got that extra time zone for TV. It does make us more of a truly national competition as well. For me, I mean, you've given Perth a good ranking of 7.1 on your scoring system, and I would give them a bit more than that. I think Perth is a wonderful place for the NRL to expand to, probably next.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Can't argue with that, eh?
No. Not going to argue with you. It's your podcast.
Mate, you can argue. Did I ask you to mention the Hypothetical Rugby League podcast, mate? Tell us where you're from and a little bit about that too, because that's the whole reason you're here. We're talking hypothetical expansion.
Yeah. Okay. So, as you said, Hypothetic RL. So it's Hypothetic NRL. Yeah, look, basically, I just talk about, mainly we just talk about when we don't like decisions go against our teams, but we pretty much every episode, I'm doing a bit different format this year, but every episode usually was a point in history where something could have gone a different way, and then we explore, go, okay, what if that had happened, and what are all the consequences of that? So that's the general idea of it. Like I said, it's like a hypothetical, so but it's spelled hyper, not hypo. And yeah, like this year, like at the moment I run it's like a Daily M's, but it's the Hyper M's. I've got, I think one of the people on this here, John, is one of my judges. So we've got a bunch of guys who are judging them, giving 3-2-1s for both teams. And then I use an Excel spreadsheet to adjust those 3-2-1s to based on sort of the result of the game and the performance of the teams to kind of give what we feel like is a more accurate judgment of Daily M's. And yeah, like every week now I'm doing a rap show of that. So I did one earlier today. And we just go through those. But yeah, like once a month we do, you know, all kinds of things. So I think my next one coming up is going to be, it's actually quite funny. We're going to talk about all the clubs that we've lost over the years and which one do we miss the most. And it's like a March Madness kind of thing. We're going to vote to say who we think is the one club that we wish hadn't gone away. So maybe the Western Reds will win that. I don't know.
Maybe the Reds, maybe the Adelaide Rams, maybe. Which is a good segue to the next expansion area.
Yep.
Adelaide.
Now,
what do you think?
My good friend Guy would not let me get out of this without saying Adelaide. He is the most devoted LA Rams fan I think there ever was. So he would say that Adelaide should be number one choice. Look, Adelaide is somewhere to go, and it's a capital of an Australian state, so it makes sense. We had a team there before, the Rams, but I think Adelaide is way down the list on everyone's. It's almost fallen off the radar for everyone. I don't think it competes really with Perth or with some of the others. But look, I'd love to see rugby league back in Adelaide. Another one where I think if they'd given a bit more of a chance, it might have succeeded. But you know, it's something where you're going to have to put a lot of effort into. It's a lot more effort than Perth.
I think with Adelaide, you know, it's one of those ones, if we stayed there, things would be quite strong there. And look, would they be as big as AFL? Probably not. But would they be getting, you know, strong crowds, 20,000, good little junior base. I think so. I kind of see Adelaide as being like this sort of combination of like the Melbourne Storm and the Newcastle Knights. So like outside of rugby league territory, but really passionate, like the Melbourne side, but really passionate, small fan base, the Newcastle side. I think Adelaide would be cool, but I think you're also right in, and we'll get to our rankings of who, which clubs or which areas need to be a part of NRL expansion. But Adelaide, unfortunately for your friend Guy, who I think is the Rampage on Twitter, is that him? I think you recorded an awesome pod with him as well. So Adelaide sort of, for, if you're talking about like what are the next three areas, Adelaide is probably like just outside of that group, unfortunately. Mm. But one day I'd love to see them there, which, you know, maybe we should be talking about 22 teams in the NRL instead of 20.
And then when we get to the end, maybe we can have a chat about how many teams the NRL should have, because there's some discussions. Look, Adelaide, I think one of the things that's a problem for Adelaide, they only have, they have less than 3,000 juniors. Yeah. They've got like a third of some of the others. And they're not as big, Adelaide's not as big a population as Perth is. They're not as lucrative as well. Adelaide's not really, I mean, Perth's not a lucrative city either, but it just, I think everything in every category against Perth, it's just a little bit not as good. You know what I mean? Like, just doesn't quite get there.
Perth's population is over 1 million, whereas Adelaide, I think, is on par with like your Gold Coast and your Newcastles and sort of more areas like that. Luke Dillon, he says, in my opinion, I think we need Perth, PNG, second New Zealand, and two more Queensland Cup teams becoming an NRL side, such as the Jets or Central Capras or Mackay Cutters. It's good, interesting, Luke. You're probably not far off there as well. The other problem with Adelaide, right, is there doesn't seem to be a group or a bid or anyone, you know, like bidding for expansion.
There
doesn't seem to be the interest there. I mean, with Perth, we've got people talking about it. The Bears haven't even thrown in their hand to move to Adelaide or anything like that.
Makes perfect sense.
As long as they play would be fantastic.
11 games at North Sydney Oval, they'll be happy.
Done. But I think we can probably scratch, unfortunately, Adelaide off the short
I feel like
list.
Adelaide is going to be a case of we'll play an Origin game there once every 5 years, and that's pretty much the end of it. It'll be to keep them included so that there's just enough, you know, just enough to sort of keep them happy. So in terms of the rankings that I've got, the catchment, I give them the 3, economically a 5, the stadium 8.5, that's Adelaide Oval. Probably could give it a little bit less, but I was being nice to Guy. Local support, maybe around a 5 out of 10. And the expansion potential is around similar to Perth, like 7.5. So they get an aggregate of about 5.8. So like 7.1 is a lot higher than 5.8. And I look at, I said, these numbers you play around with, you can do what you want with them, but that's pretty low. They're not the lowest one I've got on this list, but they're not near the top.
My gut tells me it's quite accurate. Luke Dillon says, I'd love to see the Bears come back somewhere. So would the Bears. The third area of expansion, this is one that I did not really think about, right, until I had a administrator from Geelong Rugby League on the Chasing Kangaroos podcast, and he started talking about the hunger for a second Melbourne team or a team outside of the Melbourne area in Geelong. This is the third area for expansion. We've got the Storm. The Storm does very well. They've got a lot of members. They get good crowds. They're very successful on the field. They finally seem to be getting it right in terms of juniors. They're developing juniors now, which probably about 20 years late, but better late than never. Are we ready for a second team in that area?
This is going to really depend on the NRL's. I suppose it's going to depend on what their kind of game plan is going forward, what their kind of, you know, whether their roadmap to expansion is, because if you think about it, the AFL went from 16 to 18 teams, and two teams they added, they put them right in rugby league heartlands. They put one in Gold Coast, they put one in Western Sydney. So are the NRL cheeky enough, or are they strong and brave enough to do the same back to Melbourne and put one in Melbourne? Like that's where it is. It feels like the rugby league has been softly, we don't want to upset AFL for a little while. I think there is a market there for a second Melbourne team. The problem is that there's so many Melbourne teams in the AFL that to find a little niche there is going to be tough. But like a city so large as Melbourne, with, and it's got a lot of economic benefits to it as well. If they can carve a niche in there, two teams in Melbourne is almost for every other sport, like a given. You've got BBLs, you've got the basketball, you've got, you know, soccer has got two Melbourne teams. Pretty much everything's got two Melbourne teams when they go national. So do we go with two Melbourne teams? I don't know. It makes sense to me. There's enough juniors there to get it going. But are the Storm going to then say, well, we developed all these juniors over years, we don't want to share them? You know, there's some problems with that. But it kind of also feels like a bit like in the 90s when we had just Brisbane and the NRL went, well, we need someone else to break the Brisbane power up a bit. Do we need someone else to give Melbourne someone to play against? Like, imagine a local derby of Melbourne Storm versus whatever this other team is. I mean, this could be a really big thing for rugby league. So
it's interesting. I just don't know if we're there yet. I don't think putting a second club in Melbourne just to like stick it to AFL. I don't think we should be chasing AFL or sticking it to AFL. Their second Sydney club, very underwhelming. GWS, no one, I don't know anyone who supports them. Never met a GWS fan. Their crowds are terrible. Most of their fans are from Canberra. They should just relocate to Canberra, to be honest with you. Brisbane, Gold Coast, like just, they, I mean, AFL talking about Newcastle, North Queensland, like ridiculous. But I think if we're gonna stick it to AFL, we probably should be looking at some other areas, some other AFL cities that don't have rugby league clubs yet, like Perth and like Adelaide, who we've already discussed.
Yep.
So I think those two cities would probably come before Perth, before Melbourne too. But I love the idea of a Melbourne derby. I do think economically, two clubs in Melbourne like makes a lot of sense for all the reasons that you've said. I'm not sure if we're there yet. We probably need some more junior. We need to see like Victorian juniors all over the NRL. And you know, more years of strong Melbourne Storm support. But
yeah,
I wouldn't think a Melbourne 2. What, look, tell me, do you agree or disagree? I don't think a Melbourne 2 is in the next two or three NRL expansion areas, really, if we had to decide.
Maybe not. But then it depends on how long we're talking about the expansion. Are we talking about three clubs in the next 5 years or three clubs in the next 15 to 20 years?
Yeah.
They could be club number 20 in, you know, 2030 something. You know what I mean? And it might be enough by then. I don't know. I just don't think we should discount it. That's the only thing. It's probably not strong compared to the others. I think it actually has a slightly stronger case than Adelaide does, yeah, but not much. It's around the same.
Probably because of the economic factor,
yeah,
and the population factor, and the Eastern Seaboard factor. I think what we can agree on there is, I think the longer we go, the more chance that has, the more legs that grows, which is really fantastic. A couple of questions from the chat before we jump to the next area, which is probably one of my favorite, probably my top two areas, to be honest. Rob Ashton over in London, he asked, question, the argument against expansion of any kind before was that the player pool was being spread too thin. Is that not the case anymore? Are we now just taking a positive attitude rather than a negative attitude? I'll let you answer that one, Dave.
I never agreed with don't expand because you haven't got enough players, because same. I think you're always going to find more players. So I don't think the quality, the thing with expansion is what we saw, like I keep going back to the 90s because that was when the expansion most of it happened. So a lot of expansion. We only ever before the 1990s, we only ever once went with expansion of more than two clubs at a time. We went with three in 1988 and we saw what happened. One of those clubs just never made it, right? So we had two of them that were great. We had Newcastle and we had Brisbane. We had the Gold Coast, who realistically didn't even want to join in 88 because they didn't have the players. And then we went to 95, we went for four clubs. And then, I mean, I know Super League throws everything out as well, but that's when there was a player drain. So if you look at the teams, especially when we started adding extra clubs, like you had Adelaide, you had Hunter Mariners, you had so many clubs. You had 22 clubs, actually 23 really, if you don't, before we all kind of condensed everything. And the quality of play in the late 90s, I think, was where we saw that player drain. And we were having to do things like bring players in from rugby union, bring players over from England to try and make up these squads. I think we're at a point now where we've got some teams that are actually in New South Wales Cup and Queensland Cup that are strong enough that if we put them in the NRL, they would still be competitive. And I think if we're at that point, we should be able to bring those in. And the other thing too is, like we're talking about expansion areas. So we're going to uncover talent. These teams may not be great to start with, but after a couple of years, they're going to be bringing through juniors. And, you know, I think that's probably where we need to be. We need to be looking to grow. Like a business always looks to grow. You can't sit stagnant forever.
I agree with that. Luke Dillon asked a similar question. He said, is there enough talent in the competition to maintain a competitive competition if we brought in a number of extra clubs outside of NRL heartland where juniors can be produced? For me, like when you, that back in the 90s, like you're saying, we added all these extra clubs, but all the players were coming through New South Wales, Queensland. Arguably, there's still some untapped talent in Queensland and areas of New South Wales as well. But we're talking about Melbourne finally producing juniors, so we haven't seen the effect of that yet. We're talking about Perth having 8,000 juniors, which is pretty much untapped. We're talking about Papua New Guinea, which is completely untapped. We're talking about seeing the Islanders, the Fijians, Samoans, Tongans. We're untapping more Kiwi talent than ever before. We can get players from the UK. We've got combines happening in the US. I reckon we have plenty of room. Rob Ashton, if there's a chance of going to Perth and attracting professional South African rugby, South African players, then that would be amazing for the international game. I agree with that. And quick shout out, Johnny Einley has said, the Forbidden Game Twitter handle is sharing our live feed on Twitter. Love rugby league social media. This is probably Twitter. It's probably where you want it to be, Dave.
Look, that's fine. I just couldn't get my laptop to work on this thing. I'm much more comfortable doing a laptop with the earphones and not having to hold the phone up. So that's okay. We'll get there.
We'll do Twitter next time. The next expansion area. So we talked about Perth. We've talked about Adelaide. We've talked about potentially Melbourne too. Let's talk about probably my favourite, which is New Zealand too. And this could be a few areas, right? So we've got two bids from the South Island. We've got the original South Island bid, which is very undercover. Apparently, they've got some investors in the US, some investors in New Zealand, have been doing a lot of work, working closely with Canterbury Rugby League, et cetera, et cetera. We've got the South Island Kia, who we all know, David Moffat, ditched us last week. He apologised, but they're a bit newer to the scene, talking about a fan ownership model. But there's also questions about should we be moving, should we have a club in Wellington? We heard about an old bid, the Wellington Orcas, not sure where they are at the moment. And I've heard others talk about potentially in Auckland too. So a second club based in Auckland to compete with the New Zealand Warriors, originally the Auckland Warriors. Dave, a lot to unpack there, but New Zealand too, I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, I understand totally why. And I understand why with the way that New Zealand's been, like this whole COVID situation has caused this to be a big thing. And obviously New Zealand being a good club at the moment helps. I feel like there is so much potential there because the thing is that, you know, you go into Victoria and you're trying to convince kids who run around with a red ball, who kick it through a bunch of posts, you know, trying to say, hey, play a different game that's totally alien to you. We go into New Zealand and we go, you guys are using a white ball. It's oval shaped. It might be a bit slightly different shaped. You're trying to score tries. You're trying to kick goals. It's the same game, really. It's just got a couple of different variations and it's more fun to play too. So, you know, like it'd be so much easier, as an easier sell. The one thing that makes New Zealand less attractive is how big an OP the All Blacks are and how many kids want to play for the All Blacks. But if we can get enough kids interested in wanting to play for the Kiwis, then I think that we've got something there. And like I said, there's so many locations in New Zealand. Like Wellington was the one that was always talked about, but that one's kind of gone cold. But all the South Island locations, there's the population is of New Zealand. It's another country. It's huge compared to some of these other places. It's big enough, and it's just, I mean, if you can get economically in New Zealand, I talked about Melbourne and having the Melbourne, you know, sort of rivalry, but having two New Zealand teams playing each other, that could be a huge benefit to rugby league.
Warriors versus New Zealand too would be massive. I mean, the Warriors at the moment, massive on their own. And you're talking about the All Blacks being huge IP, and they are, no doubt. But the Warriors, there's something special about them at the moment. They've had, you know, three sellout crowds in a row. There's a lot of love for the Warriors, for the Waz at the moment. And I feel like the Warriors at the moment are more popular than any New Zealand-based Super Rugby Pacific or whatever they're called now club as well. I don't know if we ever reach the popularity of the All Blacks, but having a second club in New Zealand would be absolutely phenomenal. Everyone agrees. This is why we need to grow the Kiwis brand. Up the Waz slogan is great. Would love to see a team from Christchurch. Wellington doesn't make sense. Everyone, I think, agrees with New Zealand too. If you had to pick, mate, Wellington, Auckland, Christchurch, Dunedin, like, where would it be?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the second Auckland. I feel like, I mean, that makes sense because Auckland is the place where most rugby league is played. Honestly, I don't know because I don't know New Zealand well enough. I don't want to pretend to say I know which city in New Zealand would take to it more. But yeah, look at, I think the South Island is an area.
I'm going to say it. I've got the balls to say it, Dave. Christchurch for me. So Canterbury region, rugby mad. They can easily play rugby league. The new stadium there, it's going to have a roof. It's a big stadium, looks fantastic. South Island versus North Island, a lot of love for that. I reckon Christchurch. Let's not talk about the bids yet because I think we probably need some more information about both of them before we can decide. It's a shame that there's two bids, to be honest with you. It would be great to see one group working together for a strong New Zealand two, a strong Christchurch.
Yep.
But I'd love to see it. I think I've got no secret about New Zealand 2, probably being New Zealand 2 and Perth being my next two, my top two favourites easily.
Yep. So in those rankings, that's where they land at the same. That one lands at the same around, like the highest ranking is 7.1 and I got it twice. I got it for New Zealand and I got it for Perth.
There you go. So my two favourites.
Yeah, like, and that's everyone's two favourites. I don't think anyone would think that there'd be anything else that would be even close. But yeah, no, I think that's definitely the whatever's. Maybe jump. Can we jump into Fiji one next? Because I chucked that in there in the wrong spot. Yeah, and that's going to throw my ACD out if we don't do Fiji next.
Let's do Fiji next. And this is the newest bid. So we saw last week, all of a sudden, a Fijian club put their hat in the ring for an NRL expansion. We know the Cavite Silk Tails doing well in the juniors. Development starting to happen directly from the islands. This Fiji bid is a 51% owned by the Fijian government, 49% owned by Fijian Rugby League. It's very interesting, very similar to, we'll talk about Papua New Guinea in a second as well. No doubt some great rugby league athletes and potential in Fiji. But what are your thoughts on this one, Dave?
Yeah, so this is where these bids, so this one, PNG, Pacifica, all those ones, this is where the NRL has to decide, are we going to be, like, New Zealand obviously is international, but are we going to be an actual Pacific and international rugby league? Like, are we actually going to make the step over? Because realistically, New Zealand, whatever you think about it, it's almost like it's another state of Australia in a way. There's not, I mean, the way that people jump across so much more readily, but Fiji is a different thing. And so I like it, but I'm not sure if it's in my next three. I don't know if it kind of makes it, but I think it's worthwhile looking into, especially with the government, especially if I know that the Australian government are trying to kind of shore up some, you know, support in the Pacific. So, you know, we might be able to get Albo to put some money into it as well. And all of a sudden it might become an extremely economically attractive bid. I think the Fijians love rugby league, so that works. Lots of juniors. It's just whether having a one country team is viable or not. Like, in terms of, I don't know what exchange rates are like with Fiji. I don't know what crowd numbers would be. I don't know what their stadium is like. There's a lot of things I'm not sure about.
Yeah, I'm just not sure if economically, in terms of crowd numbers, in terms of support, instead of financially as a country, I just don't know if Fiji is quite there. I would love, and very similar thoughts for PNG and Pacifica, I would love to see us focusing on developing pathways into the NRL from Fiji. Fiji have a wonderful local competition. They've got a 32 club. Fijian National Rugby League, last time I checked. So they've got a lot of clubs, considering their population as a nation is just over a million, so like the size of Perth. But in terms of like having their own club, I'd rather see some pathways established. I'd love to see Fijians all over the NRL. We've already got a few good ones. I've got a great winger at my club, and you've got a great winger at your club. I'd love to see more of them. But in terms of, and another thing too, like we're seeing this year, like the Storm going over there to play a game. I'd love to see more NRL clubs take games over there. Especially like look at the Eels, man. Imagine the Eels went over there with Sivo. Like he would be a god over there for that week. They could get into the schools. There'd be a lot of excitement. And I think that would be enough, you know. So let's build the pathways. Let's get some NRL clubs playing over there every now and then. But I don't know if Fiji is ready, or a whole country, as you say, needs an NRL club. I'd rather see Fiji growing from an international perspective, and that means having Fijian-born players all over the NRL.
I'd like to, especially with something like Fiji, where it's got such a big competition. It'd be interesting to see what the level of that competition is compared to, say, like a New South Wales Cup level or a Queensland Cup level. So I'd actually wouldn't mind seeing something like maybe, you know, maybe a couple of, you send a couple of New South Wales Cup or Queensland Cup teams over to play some of the local Fijian clubs and maybe even in a couple of the other ones we're going to talk about here, you know, and just sort of create like a, almost like a little bit of a mini World Club Challenge and just see what they're like. Like, I just don't know what their level would be.
I just wonder if we have that with the Kaveedi Silktails, because that's probably the better young players from those competitions. So yeah. Kaveedi Silktails, they're looking, and they made a decision to be more of a junior side, 18, 19, 20s this year, because it makes a lot more sense to try and develop and blood players and get them ready for NRL standard rather than having, you know, 30-year-olds playing in that team. But yeah, I just wonder if we're already seeing that standard within the Silktails, you know, maybe we are, but I don't mind the idea of New South Wales Cup, Queensland Cup sides going over there every now and then, and or having a Pacific Club Challenge would be really cool.
Yeah,
add them to the Queensland New South Wales Cup Grand Final Day sort of situation. I don't know, that would be fantastic. Why don't we move on to probably a similar situation? We've got Papua New Guinea next, which has a lot of support from both Australian and Papua New Guinean governments.
Yep. I feel like this one and Fiji, I almost was going to say the same thing. I don't know whether economically they make sense. Obviously there's, you know, governments kicking money in, but, and they're mad. We all know how mad the PNG, you know, Papua New Guineans are for rugby league, but does it justify giving them a team, or are we better off with the PNG Hunters being in the Queensland Cup?
Yeah, I agree. This one tears me apart because it would be a lot of fun having a Papua New Guinean side in the NRL. The crowds would be absolutely crazy. All the away clubs would have the time of their lives. But little things like, you know, basing the club in Cairns, basing the squad in Cairns because they can't really live in Papua New Guinea. That's weird for me. I don't know if that works. I don't know if you can get behind a club that doesn't sort of live in country. I think that's a strange one. Although they probably would. They love their rugby league up there. And I know it's actually the Papua New Guinean government that has asked for our Pacific aid funding to go towards an NRL club. So I know they've actually asked for this. But I just wonder if there isn't a better way to spend that money. If it's not going to be viable without government funding. And look, there's probably some mining money over there or things like that. But I just don't know if it works without government funding. I'd rather see, and look, it's not up to me, it's up to the powers that be, but I'd rather see any Pacific aid funding going to schooling over there, and you can build up some rugby league pathways through those schools, educate a nation, the next generation through rugby league and build those pathways. We should see 100 PNGians in the NRL. And I don't want that to be confined to one club. I want to see them all over the NRL. And for me, I think the thing is, like, I'm pretty certain the way you hear the media talk about Papua New Guinea, it's almost as if it's a done deal that they're going to be the 18th club. For me, I think it's a big mistake. Would I hate seeing it? Probably not. It would be very exciting. But I just don't think it's the right way to go.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. Like I said, in terms of numbers, they overall, the local support's so large that it pulls them up, and they end up with like a 6.5. Just to bear in mind, like I said, the biggest ones are 7.1, so they're not too far off. But I just don't think, I think there's better options. And look, we'll get to the end, but I think that when we get to the end, if we're talking about, you know, the NRL eventually becoming a behemoth of clubs, you know, like more like an American sport where there's, you know, more than 20 clubs, then maybe they get a chance. But I think at 20, if we're somewhere at 20, I think that's getting a little bit, I don't think I would want them as one of the three.
The next area we've got to talk about is the Pacifica bid, the Pacifica club. The Bears have been tied to this one as well. Yeah. Do we even need to talk about this one? What do you
think? I don't think so. I feel like this one's going to be like Fiji and PNG. Although this one's even worse because, not going to say it's worse, but this one's even weirder because where are they based? Because they're basically based in more than one country. Are they going to play games in multiple places? Is it going to be like a game in Samoa, a game in Tonga? Like, what's the idea of it? I'm not really sure.
It's strange, and it doesn't work, and we shouldn't even talk it. We shouldn't even entertain the idea of a Pacifica club. Let's scratch that.
We're going to call them the Gypsies or something, and make them have 12 home grounds.
The Gypsy Bears. Yeah, the Gypsy Bears.
They get 12 home grounds, and they go play once a year at every home ground.
The next one is interesting, because technically not expansion. If you were to say, "Hey, let's add another team in Brisbane," Brisbane 3, and there's probably a couple of. It was mentioned in the chat earlier. I forget who asked the question or made the comment, but there's a couple of clubs and bids that would be looking at this. So we know the Jets have been around for a long, long time, even before the Gold Coast Titans entered the competition. Yep. It was the old Brisbane Bombers, and they merged with the Ipswich Jets.
Yeah.
And they're looking for sort of a Western Corridor sort of club. I know the Brisbane Tigers are very keen as well. Under Shane Richardson, and there's a lot of money behind the Brisbane Tigers. They'd have to change their name to the Firehawks if they were to enter the league, unless the West Tigers wanted to change to the Magpies. That's probably a story for another day. But Brisbane 3.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
No, I don't mind this. I think before Redcliffe happened, the Dolphins, I think before that happened, I think everyone was like, oh no, we're just going to go back to Brisbane. What's the point of this? There is Brisbane is so mad for rugby league. There is so much support there that we've got the Broncos, you've got the Dolphins, you've got the Titans, which are down the road, like an hour down the road. If you put someone to the west, that's sort of four clubs in that whole South Queensland area. And I think that the South Queensland area can hold four clubs very successfully, and they can all be very, very good at what they do. And I kind of a little bit, not upset, but I'm a little lamenting that we didn't go with that Brisbane Jets sort of Western Corridor bid. Because I think in terms of expansion, that was a better choice than the Dolphins. But we've seen that the Dolphins have got the financial backing. So as long as this club has the financial backing, I'd be in favour of it. It's just, I don't know, because there've been two bids that have joined together, I don't know if they've got the actual capital behind them. If we're talking Firehawks, I don't really know much about them in terms of capital as well. Like, are they a money flush club like the Redcliffe are, or are they?
Yeah, the Brisbane Tigers are pretty rich club, similar to the Dolphins situation.
Okay.
But yeah, it's an interesting one. I'm a bit like you. So before I thought what a ridiculous idea, like cannibalize Brisbane. This is not expansion. I was wrong. The Dolphins have been phenomenal. If anything, seems to be twice as much support in Brisbane now. And I'm with you. I agree that a third club in Brisbane in that sort of southwestern sort of corridor makes a lot of sense. And I think you're going to see it's an extra game in Brisbane or in Queensland every week. It's an extra TV spot for a Brisbane club. They're the games that rate the highest. So if the broadcast rights have anything to do with expansion, which they will, then I think we're going to see another Brisbane club. John Mundell, he says that the Tigers actually have two of the biggest leagues clubs in Brisbane. So that financially, the Tigers makes a lot of sense. Matthew Payne agrees. He says the Firehawks, I think Matthew's actually a Tigers fan. Firehawks have heaps of cash, but really don't like the name. Brisbane Jets makes sense tied with games in Toowoomba. So a couple of Southeast Queenslanders chipping in there with their opinions.
Yeah.
If you're talking about, you know, we've got three clubs coming in. If we said, hey, we're going to add three clubs in the next 5-10 years, you'd think Brisbane 3 would be a fantastic chance for one of those spots.
Yeah. I think they've got to be in the top three. So at the moment, you know, we talk Perth, we talk New Zealand. Two, I think Brisbane, I wrote Brisbane West, but any kind of Brisbane there, I think that's probably the three at this point. Like, we haven't finished this yet. There's still a couple more. There's a bit of a joke one at the end there. But look, I think it makes perfect sense. The thing about Brisbane is that they tried this in the 90s. They tried bringing in the South Queensland Crushers whilst they still had the Gold Coast, while they still had Brisbane. And Brisbane reacted badly to it. I don't know whether I feel like Brisbane has maybe grown up a bit. It's not so petulant anymore. And I think they've realised that having the Dolphins around is probably helping them, because it's making another rivalry they can play with. I'd be interested to see the choice between the two, like what people think in terms of the Jets bid, like the Western Corridor against the Firehawks. Like, I think the Firehawks have got the money. I don't know a supporter base how it would go, because I don't know how many people would want to be supporters of the Firehawks. But like, I know the West Brisbane is a bigger growth area. So I think as expansionists, we're probably thinking West Brisbane is that sort of, that's a better one. But, you know, maybe we just got to go for the club that's the most economically viable, because that's what the Redcliffe really are. They're the most economically viable one we have.
Well, I would say the Firehawks are probably the most economically viable out of all the bids, to be honest with you. So that is an interesting one. Maybe money talks. But anyone, if you want to drop your comments in the chat, let us know, especially if you're from Southeast Queensland. Second last opportunity or option. This is where I think the Bears make sense. And that is the Central Coast. Gosford Stadium, beautiful stadium, great location, rugby league fans. There's an A-League club there, but I think that's almost going bankrupt. So I don't know if that's quite working, but they're rugby league mad in the Central Coast, very close to North Sydney. It's like pretty much an extension of North Sydney nowadays, if you look at the metropolitan area. But I think, especially if the Bears wanted to commit to the Central Coast, I think they could call themselves the North Sydney Bears and play all of their games at Gosford, except for maybe one game at the North Sydney Stadium against Manly or Souths or the Tigers. Yep. And I think that actually could work.
Yeah, so I feel like we had a choice years ago. We had a choice when we were bringing in the Gold Coast Titans. Which one of these two areas are we going to go back to? And we went to the Gold Coast, and Central Coast was the other option. I think that the bridge might be burnt now, probably has something run into it at this point and collapsed.
The Mini Bridge. Yeah, the Mini Bridge?
It's gone. Like, this bridge is probably gone. I feel like Newcastle is that big beacon above them. And then we were just talking about, can Brisbane support four clubs? Well, basically the Central Coast is part of Sydney almost. So, you know, can Sydney support a 10th club? It sort of seems, to me, I think the Central Coast is probably a dream that probably should have happened 20 years ago. And I think it's probably gone now, only because I think that it's kind of just filling in a blank space that we don't really need to fill.
I've always said that for the Central Coast to work, we need to lose one Sydney club. I just can't see us losing any Sydney clubs at the moment. There's a lot of strong brands there. The NRL props up their clubs quite well now financially. I can't see a club. Even clubs that are run as shitly as my club, mate, they can be run shitly and it's fine because the NRL props them up. So, yeah, I just can't see that happening. I agree with you. We agree with a lot of things, Dave.
That's right. It's good to agree.
There's one more that you wanted to add.
Oh, I'm excited about this one.
Which I'm not sure about, but you're excited about which is great.
Everyone in the comments, as soon as I say that they're going to say this is the 18th team, we're going to put a team in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Bears.
Come on, guys. Well, yeah, if North, look, get Greg Farmer on the phone and he'll be there. He'll be on a flight straight away. He'll be at the airport by now. He's ready to sign the contract with Allegiant Stadium. He's there. I feel like you could get a very solid supporter base of maybe a few people that play in the California region and that sort of region. You know, maybe Dustin, some of his friends can prop them up a bit, but
Dustin will be like a team manager for sure.
Of course. Yeah, he could be captain coach if he wants.
Johnny in the comments, Vegas baby, it's all happening.
Come on. Well, I mean, we've got Bris Vegas, so why can't we have the real Vegas? It's like, you know what? At certain points, there's other ones that have been suggested for years, right? There's been things suggested like bringing an English team to play in NRL. Like, that's ridiculous. I don't think that Las Vegas is any more ridiculous than that. It could be eventually it could become a reality, but I think it's a bit of a joke. But, you know, if you're going to put some of these other ones in here, let's just put in something that's got so much financial capital to it, something that's got, you know, if it worked out, would be fantastic. Let's just chuck it in.
Yeah, I like it more than Pacifica, even though it's a joke option. So I think it's safe to say, we kind of already said this, right? But the next three clubs, in our opinion, and I'm not sure what the order would be, but it probably makes a lot of sense. And let us know if you agree or disagree in the comments. But I think Perth, 18, Christchurch, 19, Brisbane West, or Brisbane 3, 20, would be the way to go.
Yep.
Do you agree?
I agree. I think the order that would more likely happen, I think New Zealand would happen first. And then I think we would have to somehow work out whether it goes New Zealand, then the Brisbane, then Perth, or New Zealand, then Perth, then Brisbane.
You could probably do New Zealand next and then do Perth and Brisbane together.
Yeah, I feel like that's... But this is the thing, is does the NRL have a strategy and do they know what they're doing, or are they just looking at bids on a case-by-case basis and then just making a decision?
I think, you know, that's the answer.
Yeah.
But they should be looking at it strategically and saying, hey, let's bring in Christchurch in 2026. Let's look at two extra clubs in 2029. Let's start talking like that. I don't see why they couldn't. Look, there might be a secret bunker somewhere over at NRL headquarters where it's all been written up. Matthew James totally agrees. Johnny Hindley, how soon would the next team come in? I think 2026 makes sense. I think it's definitely, I think we could see an announcement at the back end of this year, to be honest with you. I'm not too sure, but we're hearing it's, I mean, we were talking about this episode a year ago. Yeah. We're finally talking about it now, but people like the talk has not stopped, and it just seems to be getting louder and louder. So NRL expansion definitely on the cards. I guess a final question for you, Dave, because we've been here for a little while now, trying to get on online, and we've been talking for an hour. Yeah. But we're talking as if three clubs is the way to go, that a 20 team NRL is where it ends. Mm. But is there an opportunity for more than that? I mean, the AFL, I think, is going to 22 clubs.
Yeah, I think there's more than an opportunity to do that. This is the thing, is that at the moment, I think what they need to do is they need to work out when the NRL is in a strong enough position to afford to sort of take, because you take a bit of a hit when you bring a team in sometimes, and whether there's a point there where the NRL is strong enough that it can go, okay, one more club or two more at a time. We should not add more than two at any time, but if we decide to do it, I think we should just add as many as we need to, because as you're adding these clubs, like you're talking about Perth, you know, when we add Perth, there's going to be a knock-on effect of juniors coming from Perth. If we did decide to go to PNG, there'd be a knock-on effect of the juniors coming from PNG. So, and they're not going to just go to one club. They will come through junior systems that are set up, as long as everything's set up properly, and they could end up wherever they wanted to. So we could go to 22, we could go to 24, we could go ridiculous, but the main thing is that we've got the locations we pick are to be the right ones. So we're talking about, at the moment, we're saying like New Zealand 2, but there's nothing to say that there can't be a New Zealand 3 and 4. You know what I mean? If it works out, if all of a sudden there's a team in Auckland, there's a team in Christchurch, and they're getting bumper crowds and everything's working out well, the New Zealand national team is doing well, there's no reason to think that, you know, one of the other locations couldn't be another team as well. And I know we talked about Melbourne. We didn't think it was really viable, but in 15 years' time, there might be enough juniors in Melbourne that constitutes another Melbourne team. And ideally, I mean, if you look at the roadmap, you know, we get one in Perth and we get one in Adelaide and we put another one in Melbourne and we put two more in New Zealand, we put one in PNG, put another one in Brisbane, you know, all of a sudden we're well over 20. We're getting towards 25 there. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we've got enough resource and we're still going to make money from them. That's the main thing. And there's going to be crowds and there's not going to be this drop off because, you know, basically everyone's getting sick of extra teams. And if we get to a certain point, we might get to a point where we only play each team once, and then we get a draw that makes sense.
Look, if you have 22, 24 teams, John Mundell suggesting go US model, 24 teams, four conferences of six. If you had 24 clubs, you'd play each other once, 23 rounds, have some Origins, have some internationals. Like, yep. I think that sounds pretty good to me. It's probably a long way off.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I don't see why I can't go. Johnny Hindley is going to have to leave. Enjoyed it, lads. Cheers, Cubs, and everyone. Thank you, Johnny. I think we're probably going to end it here, Dave. It's been a good hour chatting to you. We might have to do this again someday. Maybe I should get you back and we could talk about expansion in the UK Super League or something like that. We'll talk about we'll keep the hypothetical expansion.
We could talk about so much about English Super League. What a competition that is.
Exactly. Let's do it. Expansion in the Super League coming to you soon. Dave, let us know where people can listen to you weekly, Hypothetic RL.
Yep. So HYPER THETIC RL. So it's Hypothetic RL. Just everywhere where your podcasts are. I'm on Twitter at Hypothetic RL. I don't have a Facebook because obviously I don't know how to use Facebook because we all figure that out.
Terrible.
But that's basically where you can see me. And yeah, like send me an email if you really want to, hypotheticrl@gmail.com. Yep, I'm. You'll see me around. I'm always there.
Amazing, mate. You're always on Twitter as well. And thanks for joining me, Dave. And thank you, everyone, who joined us live and who is listening on the podcast later on as well. I'm Michael Carboni. You can call me Carbs. Thanks for chasing kangaroos with me. Cheers, Dave. I'll see you later,
thanks,
buddy.
Mate, see ya.